bomb scare at the courthouse. More cities and towns end the mask mandate. Lawmakers are looking to end a certain tobacco ban. Some changes at the RMV, and a longtime Connecticut voice is stilled.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Welcome to our program for Thursday in Western Mass. It is November 4, 2021. So how are you doing with your leaves? I just did the first wave of mine, and it took two truckloads, and I'm not finished yet. With that in mind, here's your forecast. Sunshine and clouds mix it up for today, a high between 46 and 50. The winds are light and variable, and for tonight, mostly clear, good stargazing, and a low of 24 to 30 degrees. Today at 11 a.m. at Tower Square at the street level, which is 1500 Main Street, Springfield, Mayor Sarno will attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the grand opening of the Springfield Wine Exchange, the wine exchange which is located at Tower Square. Maybe he'll throw out the first cork. Massachusetts was the first state in the nation to ban the sale of menthol products and flavored tobacco. Well, this session, lawmakers are fighting to repeal that decision. State Senator Ryan Fatman wants to see the state remove its ban on menthol products and flavored tobacco so that stores can sell them once again. Now, over the last year, Massachusetts has seen a 24% drop in tobacco sales, which means less revenue for the state and for the convenience store owners, so you can infer what you wish for the reasons behind this. Senator Fatman's bill was heard by the Public Health Committee earlier Wednesday, and opponents have made it clear that the ban should stay in place to protect the health of children in particular. The Hartford Courant is reporting the loss of a media fixture for decades in the state. Brad Davis, a popular radio and television mainstay in Hartford for decades, has died a Tuesday evening. Davis started on local television in 1959 with a dance party show and moved on to a career that included investigative reporting and eventually a popular morning radio program on WDRC AM that he hosted for decades. Davis spent some 43 years as host of the morning drive time show on WDRC. Brad Davis was living at the Connecticut Veterans Home in Rocky Hill at the time of his death. Like a chain reaction, the mask mandates come to an end in community after community. Greenfield Mayor Roxanne Whittingartner has announced that the indoor mask mandate will be lifted in her city on Monday, November 8. Local businesses can enforce their own mask requirements. The downgrade does not affect the public school mask mandate, which was put in place by the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. The East Longmeadow Board of Health has voted unanimously to downgrade the mask mandate as well, instituted on August 28th to a mask advisory, effective November 2nd. Similarly, the Board of Health does advise that all unvaccinated individuals continue to wear a mask indoors, and all vaccinated residents who are at increased risk from COVID-19. Now, according to the Massachusetts site, this does not restrict local businesses from enforcing their own mask mandates or mask requirements, or the public school mask mandate put in place by, once again, the DESE. Please note, new blankets and towels for veterans are going to be collected Saturday, I believe this coming Saturday, and this is to be hosted by the Longmeadow chapter of Unico National and Storrs Library, and will run from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and this will be located at Storrs Library, 693 Longmeadow Street. The Massachusetts RMV will be migrating their system, which will shut down some of their services next weekend. The migration will be conducted beginning 1 a.m. Saturday the 13th through 12 p.m. Sunday the 14th. Now, during this time, no online transactions or state inspections will be available. The Mass RMV is also warning consumers to ensure that they are visiting the official RMV site. The web address is mass.gov/RMV. Now, you can confirm that if you see the Mass state seal present. The RMV says they also do not charge fees for forms accessible on their website. Well, the much-beleaguered courthouse in Springfield has reopened after staff and visitors were evacuated after a bomb threat Wednesday morning. According to a tweet at 9:36 a.m. from the Hamden County Bar Association, the Roderick L. Ireland Courthouse was evacuated for an alleged bomb threat. This was shortly after 11:30 a.m. The Bar Association has notified its followers on Twitter that the courthouse has in fact reopened. Well, today from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., a portion of the southbound lane of North Westfield Street, Route 187, will be closed. The southbound lane will be closed from Parkridge Drive to number 837 North Westfield Street. A detour will be in place starting at the intersection of North Westfield Street at Northwest Street. Only local traffic will be allowed south of the Northwest Street intersection. Northbound traffic will not be affected by this closure, and they suggest that you seek alternative routes. Additional information is available on the town website. Finally, let's note the city of Chicopee honoring Puerto Rican Heritage Month. This was yesterday, Wednesday. A flag-raising ceremony was held in front of City Hall, and Chicopee expresses its appreciation to Johnny Miranda, elected officials, and everyone else in today's audience for joining Mayor Vio in celebrating a flag-raising for Puerto Rican Heritage Month, a beautiful day for a beautiful ceremony. Well, that'll finish our program for today. I invite you to join us tomorrow, where we'll speak with author Barbara Newman. We'll also have with us the man behind the Massachusetts State Sox, Leonard W. Underwood, will be our very special guest. I hope you'll be with us for that program to round out the week. In any event, we'll see you tomorrow morning, Friday, 6 a.m., up online at that hour and available to you on demand throughout the day. Be well. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.